This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
I was in a diner in New Hampshire this weekend, and they wanted me to use my phone to snap the Rorschach code to read the menu on my screen. Awesome. But thing is, cellular data was spotty and didn't have Wi-Fi. But a lot of pandemic tech in the restaurant industry may be here to stay. Susanna Capilluto of WABE in Atlanta reports as part of our Back to Business series.
So there's a QR code on the table.
At a Bar Taco restaurant in Atlanta, manager Jay Clark points his cell phone at a small plastic square attached to the center of a table that sports a QR code.
So each QR code is unique to the table. So this is table 43. When a guest rings in on this QR code, the team knows it's table 43.
He taps his phone, a menu pops up, and he selects some items.
There goes my order. And just like a good student at school, I'm going to get a green check mark. I bet you. Yep. And they now are going to make a margarita and some guacamole.
No more waiters, just workers who bring out food, since patrons also pay on their phone. Bar Taco's on-demand service was developed during COVID to minimize contact. But Bar Taco CEO Scott Lawton says he wants to keep it.
It was this weird sort of chocolate peanut butter moment where we said, wait a second, this could be part of our service plan going forward.
Table QR codes are popping up in food courts and restaurants around the country now. The tech requires fewer people who can earn more, says Lawton.
We don't pay a tax tip wage any longer. We pay a full minimum wage along with a tip. And everybody, including our dishwasher, is making $20 to $24 an hour.
COVID has forced a big shift, says Karen Bremer with the Georgia Restaurant Association.
Ordering that food, selling the food, and collecting payment on the food. Every single one of those touch points changed. The 14 months of technology changes for our industry would have normally taken 5 to 10 years to embrace.
And it has made restaurants more efficient, she says.
Restaurateurs were able to examine what were their popular items, what were their profitable items.
Back at Bar Taco, Jay Clark's order is up.
And then here's our margarita. And I don't know.
That was fast.
I didn't hit a timer, but that was roughly 2 minutes.
But on-demand dining is only an option here. Old-fashioned service is still available. In Atlanta, I'm Susanna Capilluto for Marketplace.